Hello.
Hey,
Hey.
good morning.
Good morning. It's so early. It's still dark.
Yeah, not used to recording this early. Thought you'd be in bed already by this time.
I'm usually getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
But it's Saturday, so I'm getting ready to go out and
A party.
hit the disco. Yeah.
Yeah, with your mask.
Put on a mask.
We went to go see House of Gucci today. That was really good.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
It's weird because I remember seeing some things in like the news and stuff about it, and to see it like in on film was pretty cool. Plus the acting was like phenomenal. Like they
Yeah,
had
it's kind of.
every great actor that you could possibly have playing a part.
Yeah, I think it's one of those where they figure they're going to get some Oscar nominations or whatever so they can get the big talent.
Yeah, Adam Driver and Lady Gaga were really good.
Yeah, they're both really good.
It's interesting watching like Lady Gaga, like they like age her so well, like it's incredible. Like
Oh,
she
throughout the
starts
movie.
off like
Yeah.
fucking gorgeous, like as a young girl, and then she's later on she's old.
She gets old and ugly like
Yeah.
all the women do.
But it's crazy.
Yeah, I do want to see that one.
Yeah, I really liked it. We're trying to get like a silver status on our Cinemark. So we have to see two more movies by the end of the year.
Is that what you get when you turn 50? Silver status?
I don't know. Yeah, if you spend so much a year, I guess
when do I
you
get my
get,
senior discount?
that's right, AARP. But yeah, it was good. So we just have to see two more movies. One was going to be Spider-Man, but the theater just looked way too packed.
Yeah, I saw
And
you post that.
so we turned in our tickets. We'll go see something else instead. Just
Yeah.
until the seating gets back to where we can sort of control where we sit and stuff, you know.
Yeah, for now I wouldn't go on a. I don't normally like to go on
Well,
opening weekend
plus
anyways,
it's
but.
kind of like the C2E2 scenario, you know, like we don't want to go and
Yeah, right before Christmas.
right before Christmas and potentially get sick, so
And not be able to
yeah.
go visit people.
Like there was nobody in House of Gucci. Like I think there
Yeah,
was
that's
like
probably a good one to
four
go.
couples, and we'll probably go see that Guillermo del Toro film Nightmare or something, that opens up next weekend
Okay.
instead. But and then when we get back like on New Year's week, see Spider-Man.
Right, because by
Yeah.
that point, yeah, the crowds should be less.
Yeah, and the Matrix will be out too, so.
Ah, yeah, that's why you just need a bigger draw.
Yeah.
Just take the crowd.
Think there's a couple of big Christmas movies open up, The Matrix, and I think there's one other one, but I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't really kept up with what's opening.
I finally finished Carmen. That was so good.
Did the fifth issue
Did
just come out, or
you finish it?
don't remember.
Holy shit. No, it's been out for a long time.
I probably finished it then.
Yeah.
I don't
I don't know
remember.
how you could forget that.
I'm old.
Yeah, but that was
It's
like
easy
one
for me
that
to
was
forget
like
things.
that one is really
Yeah.
I thought so really special.
Emotional punch, yeah. I just don't remember. I
It
think
went
I
for,
knew it.
she brought her back from the dead, kind of.
No, they went back to the original.
Yes, well, they usually you reincarnate into a lower form, worse than you were off
Right.
in the previous life. But she got her to reincarnate into her same life,
don't
which
think
is
I must not have
pretty
read that one, I guess.
incredible. Yeah.
Which
Yeah, it
one's
was
up
really,
next?
really good.
I look forward to
And then I read
that.
X-Force Killshot, expecting a lot because of I listened to like the making of kind of on observations.
Okay.
And man, it was a lot of talking heads. It was I expected it to be like more action based on what he does, and it wasn't. You'll have to read it and see what you think.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But anyway, we're here for some previews.
Yes, you're probably wondering why we invited you here for this special episode.
Yeah, because Bill finally got his previews.
I actually didn't get the physical copy yet.
I thought you got your package today.
I was supposed to get it today, but it was delayed.
Oh, that sucks.
Son of a bitch. I know. I didn't need to check the status, see where it is now. Because it was in Chicago, and I was supposed to get delivered today, but I think it. I don't think
it's
it left
probably at
Chicago.
Your neighbor's house or something.
Son of a bitch. So I got to go the old-fashioned, the old-fashioned route.
You're going to be handicapped.
Use the digital. Like our forefathers had to do.
The digital route? You're supposed to, that's like an improvement.
Oh. How's that an improvement? Explain this to me.
Because no paper, right? I mean,
it's true. I don't have paper sitting around. I do have a stack of previews that I need to get rid of, but I feel bad getting rid of them.
I keep them, but
so big. They take up so much space.
Yeah, they do. Well, the DC Connect is pretty thin.
Yeah. I have a collection of DC Connects digitally.
Yeah. Well, I like the DC Connect because I usually read it very early because they, like, post it to the DC Infinite app. Like,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, right when it's released. Like, before the print's released. And I usually thumb through that like right away.
Just
because
so you
I
have
like
an idea of what's coming out.
Well,
what
I
big
like to see.
Purchases
I
you
like
have
to see. I like to see what new stuff is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So we can start there. DC Connect.
Let's do it. DC Connect. Opening. Processing PDF. Says,
oh no,
okay,
it'll never
open
on that computer.
I'm scrolling to Batman.
You got your floppy disk in.
Let me insert my USB. I'll set to go. What do I have in? Let me go to my list here. I don't have a lot of DCs this month, I have to admit.
I'm still sticking with everything DC, so like that's not where I'm making cuts. But there's a bunch of Detective because it's weekly. And then there's Batman. But I'm pretty excited about the new Champion of Shazam, which is on page 7.
Yeah, I knew you'd be excited about that one.
Well, you got Doc Shaner in. I don't know Josie Campbell too well. She said it's a writer of Future State Green Lantern. I did read that. But I guess it didn't make too much of an impression.
Yeah.
But I really like the Marvel family, so this will be really cool. I'm curious to what they'll call her because her name is Mary Marvel. Will
yeah,
they
I noticed
call her
it didn't.
Mary Shazam? I don't know.
I noticed that it didn't say anything about it. I remember at one year at Heroes, you were buying some old
comics. Yeah, Mary Marvel.
With Mary Marvel, yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to this one, and Doc Shaner's a perfect artistic choice for this character.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting that.
That's what is that, a 4-issue mini? That's gonna be a tough one for you, but you probably will just get the first one, right?
Yeah, just get the first
Because
one.
it didn't hit the three.
Right. If they had gone with three, I would have been forced to get it.
And then Aquaman's continuing off the current Aquaman series. I'll be
Yeah,
getting that.
Aquaman number one, sure. And then a new Jean Yang.
Yeah, this one's going to be kind of interesting. I think it's already out right now digitally. Like, I could read it.
Oh, the Monkey Prince, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't have the app.
I like Jean Lun Yang, so I'm happy about that.
Me
And then
too.
Bernard Chang art, that's going to be good.
And I guess this character debuted in the Asian DC, I can't remember what they call it. One of their specials.
Yeah, which I haven't read yet,
One of their 80
so
pagers.
I can't tell you anything about him.
But like you said, Jean Yang is can write, so I have no doubt it will be good.
Yeah, I like the Stanley Art Germ cover. I mean, I can't see it, but that's the one I think I want. I think it's the one on the bottom.
Yeah, probably. I like that one on the top. What is that one?
The team variant.
Team variant. That must be the 1 in 25 one. Or it
I'll
could be
still
the one
stick
in
with
50.
cover A, I think.
Yeah, I'm just gonna cover A.
It says limited series, but then I don't see how long the series is. Usually it says 1 of 4 or whatever. I don't see it.
I don't see it either. Oh yeah, limited this versus. I see the limited. Yeah, that's weird. That's always frustrating for me later.
There's
Oh,
going to
they
be a
did.
1 in 50 variant. That's pretty crazy for a book like that. I don't know too many stores other than like DCBS who would order
50 copies of it?
50
Yeah,
copies of it. That's a lot.
that is a lot of a niche title like this.
The next one I think I'm most excited about, even more than Shazam,
Oh yeah, are you kidding me?
because it's Aaron Campbell art. That's
Simon
awesome.
Spurrier and Aaron
And Aaron
Campbell
Campbell.
on Suicide Squad. Are
Yeah.
you kidding me?
It's
Oh
Prestige, too.
God. And Prestige. Three issues. There you go.
Yeah.
See, this I don't mind getting in single issues. I'm happy to get this in single issues.
It looks, the pages they show are just, God, they're gorgeous.
Oh, they're insane. Insane. The detail in those pages.
Yeah. I do love me some Aaron Campbell, that's for sure.
I like how they censored out someone getting their head smashed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be good. Simon Spurrier. Oh, forget it. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, you like Cy Spurrier more than I do. I'm kind of the 50-50 Cy Spurrier guy. I like some
There's
of
only
his
been a
stuff.
couple of things that I haven't liked.
No, but you like him more than I do. I
I
know you
like,
do.
yeah, I am a big fan. I like most of
Yeah.
his stuff.
We got Weird Love Tales, another one of those $9.99 anthologies.
Yeah, one of the 80 pagers. So it's about weird love stories.
Yeah, it's for probably, is this for shipping in February? Yeah, it's Valentine's Day special.
Yes, good call. Was this a like an old title? Weird Love Tales?
I don't think so. I think there was a Vertigo series called Weird. What was that called? Maybe it was.
I'm going to look up Weird Love. There was a Weird
There
Love,
was
but
a where
that
there
was
is a.
IDW, not the DC.
Oh yeah, there's one in my database, but it's for the new one already. what was that Vertigo's title that was like weird?
Oh,
had something to do with love in it. Army of Love, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Army of Love, isn't that a Laugham book?
Army of Love was a Vertigo. Maybe it was it of Army.
Army at Love.
At Love.
That's what it was. I think that was a Laugham book. Yeah. There is Army at Love. Am I right or am I wrong? Oh, Rick Veitch. Dang it.
Yeah.
I get those two confused sometimes.
That was a weird series.
Yeah, I wonder if I have that full run. I think I
do. Like Rick Veitch too. So that's the one I was thinking of. I am
Army
missing
at Love,
an issue.
Weird Love.
Missing number 11. That's weird.
Let's see. Army. Where is mine? Army at Love. Yeah, I got them all.
There's two of them, though. There's two volumes. Do you have both of the volumes?
There's two volumes? I don't think so. I have... Oh, The Art of War. I don't have that one.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
That's Rick Veitch, too.
It is. Son of a gun. I don't think I have any of those. Unless I have... unless some of the ones I have are accidentally that one.
Yeah.
That is possible.
So that one's got Colin Kelly, Rick Zogel, Rich Doeck, Jackson Lansing, Ram V, Stephanie Phillips, Devin Grayson. It's good to see her back. And several other artists, like Roger Robinson. I haven't seen him in a while. I really liked his art in Gotham Knights.
This one I will probably get.
And then we get a trade for Batman and a trade for Robin and a complete collection of the grave, Batman's Grave. That was really good. I
this
haven't finished it yet, but this is the hardcover.
No, this
oh,
is
this
soft
is the
cover.
Soft cover.
They already. I have the hardcover.
Mm.
That already came out. So this is the soft cover for those who passed on the hard cover.
You got an all ages Green Lantern Alliance. I'm not going to do the all ages thing anymore. So that is one that I'm going to skip.
Yeah, I do those at the library if the creative team is someone I'm interested in.
Milestones in History. That one is definite. Grab because it's Milestone. I love
Milestone. Yeah, me too. I just picked up a zombie from the cheap bins the other day.
Oh yeah, where were you?
Yesterday.
Did you go to C2E2?
I did not, but because I wasn't going to C2E2, I said I'm gonna go to one of my local comic book shops. It's about a half hour away, but it has like a 50-cent bins. And I hadn't been there in a little while, so I said, I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to go crazy on the 50-cent bins. That will be my substitute for not going to C2E2. So I got a bunch of books. Posted them on Twitter for those who want to see what I picked up. You can check it out at DBM00. But one of them, I did pick up it was zombie number zero, which I did not have, and I didn't even know there was a number zero of zombie, so I was excited to find it. I can't find my list. Oh, there it is. Are you still there, Michael?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Well, that was weird. I see your comics. I don't know what May is. That one's new to me.
May the Psychic Girl. That was one of the early mangas that was published by can't remember who published it. DC or no, not DC. Dark Horse or Viz, I think. I think it's Viz.
You got some Shadowhawk.
Yes.
Have all those. I don't know what Mora is either.
What? Mora? That doesn't sound familiar.
What? Maiora? It's hard for me to see these on the computer. They're so small.
You gotta zoom in, man.
It's on. It's. I can't zoom on my laptop. On my phone, I probably could, but there's a one in the left-hand bottom corner.
Oh, I gotta bring it up.
Maiora. Looks like you got four of them.
Oh, Micra.
Micra.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's the font.
Yeah. That's one I don't really know much about, but apparently Joe and Kirk like it a lot.
Ah. What is the... Man, these are blurry. Calibrations? What is that?
That is a caliber, like, previews kind of thing, where they, like... preview some of their titles.
Is Fault Lines a Vertigo?
Yes.
I don't have that. Got Pandora. I like that a lot. Flinch I have. Damaged I have. What is Damaged? No. Yeah, that's Radical.
Yeah, that's Radical. I'm trying to get all the Radical books. All right. I pick those up whenever I see them in the cheapos.
The Dreaming, I don't have. That's Vertigo. Poison Elves, I think I got like a really close. I got those fairly recently. Okay. I haven't read any of them yet. Those are from Dennis Chandler.
Okay. Yeah, those I pick them up. I have very sporadic issues of that.
And then I see The Breed. I think I have most of that.
Yeah, there was some volume one.
So
and
I don't
some volume
the, of the series here. I've never heard of Calibrations. What's the one next to Calibrations with the sexy woman on there?
Let me pull it up on my phone so I can zoom in.
There's a Team 7, and then right next to Team 7, there's something.
Yeah, photos. Let's see.
Cinnamon from DC. I know what that is. Yeah, I don't know what
you're looking at. Not that one.
I think it's the first one.
I guess it's probably this one.
Shimadar. Ooh, I did get some of those.
Team 7. Oh, Kara's Magic.
What is that? Image?
No, that's Aspen, I think.
Oh, okay.
There's actually two series. I had the first one. I didn't know there was a second one, but this is the second one.
Man, you went to town. You like made up for your not going.
Got a lot. I got 101 comics.
Dang.
Yeah, that Team 7, that's like the third volume of Team 7. I didn't even know there was that many.
Were these in like in a dollar bin or what were they?
50 cent bin.
Oh, shit. Well, you got a Grim Fairy Tales.
Yeah, I always get those.
What is this Grave?
That I knew nothing about it. I just picked it up.
What's above Grave? A katana, and then right next to katana is something. Between katana and Shimadar.
Oh, that's a Lunatic Fringe.
Oh.
From Innovation.
Red Rider. I know that song. Lunatic Fringe.
Yeah, Grave is Grave Girls. Which is interesting because there's a Lisner cover, and they also had an Alex Ross cover.
Oh, you got a Battle Zone for 50 cents. That's just a Marvel versus Malibu pinup.
Yeah,
book.
It's got a rune on the cover.
Yeah. I'll have to process this and see which ones I want that I didn't know about. I went through Joe's already. There was a couple of them that I wanted.
Yeah, there's some stuff I've never heard of before, then a lot were just filling in holes. Like a Dark Side number one from Maximum Press. Maximum Press, I mean.
I wonder if I have that one. I hope I do.
It apparently was only one issue ever came out, so.
Dark Side. I don't have that. Damn it. Ah, gotta add that one. Shit.
And then next to it is one I never heard, but it looks really awesome. Congo Bill.
Oh, yeah, that's a Vertigo.
Yeah.
He's a Golden Age DC character. He's been around a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
There's an Eye for an Eye. What is that? Who's the publisher on that? Oh, that's DV8. Okay.
Yeah, DV8.
Another. What's Trout? Oh, that was the book that I wanted to get but didn't get.
Yeah, that's Troy Nixon.
Yeah, that's fairly recently.
Well, I think they published like a collection or something recently.
Black Sable.
That's a
Tokyo Storm Warriors? Is that what it says?
Storm Warning.
What is that? Oh, Cliffhanger.
It's a two-issue. Warren Ellis.
I gotta go right now, though, and add Dark Side. That's a must-get. There's always stuff that I miss.
They published a lot of stuff, Maximum.
Yeah, but just like one or two issues.
Yeah, that's true. Everything was canceled after they stopped publishing them after one or two issues.
But. Yeah. Well, that's good list. I have so much in my want list, man. I just it's ridiculous.
I always go through my want list and see what's in stock that's like still at like $2.
Yeah.
Hasn't boosted up to $20.
Nice.
Stuff that no one cares about.
I wasn't aware of that.
And I noticed Milestone, somehow I missed putting it on my list. I need to add that. How did I miss that?
Yeah, it's like an anthology. It has Static, Icon, Rocket, Hardware. It probably has Zombie because it says and more. So it should be good. Static Season 1. That's the collected edition. I really enjoyed that. That was. I'm not done yet. Only 4 issues have come out. This collects 1 through 6. I wonder when 4, 5, and 6 are coming out. That's really delayed. A lot of collected editions. There's The Conjuring. I haven't even read that yet.
Me neither.
And then the usual stuff, which I'm all in. Still. That might change, but I'm keeping everything.
Yeah, you always said that would be the last to go.
I am docking. I'm not getting Mad Magazine anymore or the teenage books. But everything else I'm still getting. And then there's a couple of collected editions I want, but I don't know if I'm going to do it. Well, I'll probably get UT Titans Volume 13 because I have the full run.
Because you have the previous 12.
And the new Gods, god dang, there's 4 of them that I really want. The Legion of Superheroes, 5 years later, Omnibus Volume 2. The New Gods, this is the Mark Evanier stuff with Paris Cullins. It's really awesome.
Oh,
New Gods. Book 2, and I have book 1, so all the ones that I have that I want to continue with are book 2s. And then I'd like to get The Question, because I don't have that in a collected edition. But that's only volume 1, so.
I was eyeing that one as well.
But that's $99. That's got to be pretty thick. That collects 1 through 27. Yeah, that's a pretty good chunk. I don't know. It's going to be tough. Very tough decision. I'm trying to cut down on the collected editions because of my room. It's just a mess. But those are four that I really want, but I don't know if I'm going to do. If I have to get one, it's tough between. I'll probably be New Gods would be my top priority. Even though I love the question, I have all the question stuff and I can
Right.
read it all digitally.
How many
But I'm a
issues is
sucker for
this?
the New Gods of the
20,
question.
yeah, 27 issues. Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a decent run of the question. I don't have a complete run. I probably just work on getting the singles.
N the next 50 cent bin.
Oh, that would be nice to have, though. Oh.
So that takes us through DC. And we can get into the Marvel previews. What do you have to do for that? How do you look at
Got
the Marvel
press this.
previews? Where
PDF, baby.
do you get it from though?
The internet.
No, but do you get it
I
from Previews World or what?
don't remember. But I got it. They used that. DCBS used to have it.
They
I
don't
think.
anymore.
They didn't when I looked. Maybe they have it up now. By now. What do I have for the Marvel? Let's see here.
They're still promoting the X Lives and Deaths of Wolverine. I'm passing on that.
Yeah,
Even
I'm not
though
getting
like
this.
it I think it's continuing right out of the Wolverine title, which I do get. So they put the Wolverine title on hiatus, and then this is sort of taking its place.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna get it. I'll read it digitally if I want to, and then Gwenverse, same thing. But I am
Too
gonna
many
get the Edge of
points.
the Spider-Verse facsimile edition because it's the only issue that I'm missing of that series.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd you miss that one?
I didn't get it originally. And then I remember going to Ed's Cards and Comics, and he had like I think it was like a month or two after he had marked it up to like $17, and I said, "That's bullshit. That's bullshit, man. I'm not gonna buy it." But I would have
What
killed
am I,
to have it for
stupid?
17 bucks. Now it's over a
Hindsight.
hundred, you know, it's
Yeah.
hundreds of dollars. Slabbed, it's like thousands, so stupid me.
Couldn't spend $17 for a $100 book.
But I'll have it so I can put it with my other four.
Yeah, you can file it away.
This Gwenverse is interesting concept. It's like, what if Gwen was Miss Marvel, Thor, Wolverine, or Spider-Man? So,
Right.
it's like a what if.
By Tim Seeley.
Now, the Ghost Rider I am going to get. And
That just
man, there
kind
are
of
some nice covers.
continuing the series.
Oh, he doesn't have a series.
Didn't he have a mini series?
No, he had a one shot, and it wasn't.
Or was it a one shot?
Yeah, it was that female that is in that double page spread there. Some really nice covers. The Enik Lee I like a lot. The Benjamin Sue, and then the main cover, which is Kale Naju. And the Ryan Stegman wraparound's really nice too, because it has every Ghost Rider in there.
Right, yeah.
I'm gonna get this. I have all the Ghost Rider titles, so I'll probably just be all in on that one.
Yeah, I might get number one. I have to decide.
And Devil's Reign, I'm into that.
Okay. Are you all in?
All in, yeah. And then Daredevil is kind of replacing my Daredevil comic because there's no Daredevil one this month. So Daredevil and Elektra, I'll be getting. I'm getting almost all of these still. I haven't really. A lot of them are ending though. Like Luke Cage is over. They're getting close to all ending. Elektra is on 3 of 4. Got a lot of Amazing Spider-Man. One of the things I did decide to cut down is my alternate covers, because I used to get variants from Ed. And what I did this last Friday is I went to Ed's and I said, make them all cover A's, everything I get from you. And then I'm gonna not get those from DCBS, so I'll not be getting like duplicate covers.
So you just have to remember which ones you're getting
Yeah, I kept
at the
it to like,
LCS.
I'm gonna be getting Amazing Spider-Man, Batman Detective. It's not hard, but I'm still getting all the Spawns and all of the Savage Dragons and all the ants from him. So I'll have all the
All the
that's the
covers, you mean?
only thing I'm in variant wise.
Yeah, and that's not too bad. Usually.
Gonna be getting the Ben Reilly series because I like Ben Reilly. I might be one of the only guys that really likes him, but it is J.M. DeMatteis, and I'm a huge fan. I've been reading a lot of J.M. DeMatteis, Captain America, recently. Enjoying that. There's a new Spider-Man title, Savage Spider-Man.
Yeah, Joe Kelly.
I think I'm gonna stick that one out. Are you gonna jump in on that one?
Wasn't planning on it.
I will read that digitally if I find the urge.
Yeah.
The Carnage Forever I probably will get. It's a one shot.
Look back at Carnage's past, present, and maybe his future.
Silver Surfer, I'm on board for that one for sure because of the creative team. That's the.
Oh yeah, the
Yeah, it's so good.
Rons.
Iron Fist, I'm on board for. It's the new Iron Fist. Did you notice that a couple of them are resolicited, like Maestro and Sabretooth? We talked about those last month. Found that
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, it is. I guess, yeah, they must have just not shipped, so they're kind of
There's
resoliciting, but not really.
a new X-Men, Secret X-Men.
Secret X-Men. Was I gonna
That's a
get
one.
Secret
It's a
X-Men?
one shot. I might go for it. I didn't
Here's
realize it was a
good.
one shot.
Yeah, I was gonna get this because it has some old some of the old T New Mutants guys.
Yeah, Cannonball, Sunspot,
Strong guy.
Boom Boom, Strong Guy. Strong Guy was X Factor.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right.
Banshee, I like him a lot. Forge, Tempo, and Morrow. Yeah, it's a one shot. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that one.
This next one I am gonna get. Excellent, because I was a big X Force, Peter Milligan. Mike Al,
Oh,
well, not
really?
X Force. They were X Force, but they became X Statics.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an oddball story, and I've always liked it. So
Yeah,
that
I
one I'm
mean,
on board for.
he's a great artist,
And
so.
it's the original team that brought us X Statics, so. It should be pretty cool. I like the concept. It's like. You have the old Ecstatics, and then a new team sort of took their place.
Oh, yeah.
X-Men Legends is in Excalibur, so if you're into Excalibur, you can continue the story.
An Alan Davis cover.
Chris Claremont and Scott Eaton. I like Scott. He's good art. X-Men, I'm still in. New Mutants, I'm gonna stick with. Venom, that's the one I'm not sure about. I don't know. I'm gonna read number two and make the decision that I have that in my stack. She-Hulk, I'm on board. I just love the character. Silk, I decided to read that digitally. And I'm still getting the other ones. I noticed in Avengers Forever it's got Deathlock. I'm pretty happy about that. I've been, especially after my
Oh, a cup.
Deathlock read. Eternals has a new one, The Undying. That's a one shot. Both Fantastic Fours are resolicited.
Yep.
There's a Marvel Voices Legacy. What is this? That's Black History Month. I usually get these. I should probably read one and see if I want to continue.
Yeah.
But
Just an anthology, right?
yeah. Shang-Chi is our guy, Jean Lun Yang. And Moon Knight, if it comes down to me getting a handful, Moon Knight will always make it. Daredevil and Black Panther for sure. Strange Academy, and then there's your Iron Man, Chris Cantwell.
Yep, I'm still getting that.
Black Widow. I think I heard that Black Widow won an Eisner. So that was interesting. Thor by Donny Cates still. I think he's leaving the book soon.
Yep, not for a
Alien
while.
and King Conan and a bunch of Star Wars.
Lots of Star Wars.
And then the tough decisions, man. The very tough decisions.
Collections.
Do I keep getting the omnibus on Conan, which was one of the only ones that I still wanted to get, but they solicited two in the same month, those sons of bitches.
Did they? Was
Yeah, it's Conan Volume 8 and Conan the King Volume 1. I didn't realize how popular Conan was. Rob Liefeld went over the sales numbers in the 80s, and man, Conan was up there. He was always in the top five.
really? Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, Red Sonja was up there too.
Wonder why that was.
Because he's a badass. People were into sword and
I
sorcery,
guess
I
coming out
guess.
of the 70s, yeah. Don't think I've gotten any of the Marvel collections. I don't think there was anything.
There's epic collections. I think there's four as usual. There's a new Thor Volume 8. The Buscema years. Len Wein. There's a Carnage Volume 1. An Avengers Volume 7. No, that's a new printing.
Yeah, a
X-Men
couple of
number
these are new
Volume
printings.
20. We're getting into the Lobdell. Jim Lee and Will Sportacio years.
Yeah.
And then a Conan.
Another Conan.
That makes it tough. God dang. They're really screwing me this month. Last month was easy, like to make the decisions
Yeah.
on the collected editions. This month's really tar hard for me.
Yeah, well, they're getting you and some of the ones that you've been getting consistently, so.
All right. Well, you're saving money. You're probably saving more than me this month on the Marvel and DC.
I'm doing good on Marvel and
You're
DC.
you did well.
Thank you.
Now we get into the big beast.
Let me find my
You
file.
gotta load that file. You get it sounds
That's
like
a
you
big
get
one
like
too.
it
It's
you
a
get
big one too. Sorry.
exhausted.
It's a big one. I gotta. It takes a while to get this one up.
If you ever need a PDF that comes from previews itself, let me know because I always get those digital codes.
Don't want to steal your digital codes. I know how much you respect and admire
No, I don't
those.
respect it. I'm not gonna use it.
Who's this lady with the big boobs?
Draculina?
Is that
I love that song by Alkaline Trio. Oh my god, I love that song.
What do they have? A Draculina song?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it.
I'm a huge Alkaline Trio fan.
All right, when the heck does this preview start? I think we lost you, Mike.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you muted yourself
Yeah, I had to
mid-sentence.
tell Barb something.
Man, when did, I haven't got to the start yet. Sorry, I'm still
Page
clicking. Oh, here we go.
thirty-four.
I got it. I found it.
What are
Oh.
your thoughts on digital previews?
It's okay. It's not. I
Did you
feel like I.
place your order already?
No, not yet.
Okay, me neither.
I feel like I feel like I miss stuff easier with the digital.
Yeah.
I feel it's much easier to skip something. It's convenient, I guess. But sometimes the page layout's a little weird for digital. So Image has new masters, number one.
Yeah, I was gonna not get this one, but then I read the premise and I looked at the art pages and it looked really good. So
Yeah,
I'll be getting this one.
it's like African sci-fi.
Yeah.
Aliens. Sweeping sci. Yeah, I'm in sci-fi. Yes. Yeah, I think I read the preview pages and they're pretty good. I guess that's the one benefit of the digital is that you can make the preview pages really big.
Yeah.
It's easy to read them. And there's Rogue Sun number one by Ryan
Yeah, I'm gonna get this for sure
Perot.
because I'm into that kind of stuff. Like, I never thought I'd get into like the Morphin Power Rangers
The teenage
stuff, but I am.
teenagers with super suits.
Yeah, I'm liking it. Especially anything by, what's his name? The guy who's doing the Radiant Black. I really like his writing.
Yeah, Kyle Higgins. This is by
Yeah.
the guy who did Dead Day, and I like Dead Day, so I'm in.
Yeah, I was gonna try to make cuts in here, but man, they have some really good stuff. And then I said, well, the next one I won't get is Step by Bloody Step. But then I read the premise on it and saw the art pages, and I'm like, that concept's awesome. Like a girl and her robot? That's so awesome.
I didn't even read it because I just saw written by Simon Spurrier and I said, oh, okay.
Yeah, I read this one. I've been reading a lot of the previews because I'm trying to make cuts, you know,
Yeah.
like seeing. But man, these were really good solicits on these first three.
Oh, those are some pretty pages. Oh, a creature. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I said, well, there's a one shot, The Clay People. I'll miss that one, but it's by Matt Hawkins, and
Yeah,
I'm
Matt.
like, I love Matt Hawkins, so I'm in there. And then the official Image timeline, that's what I'm probably more excited about. Really excited about that. That's by Jim Valentino that I've been hearing about this for a while now.
Yes, I'm excited about this as well.
If anything, it'll give me a probably more books to buy that I wasn't aware of, but it looks really exciting. And then I was like, well, I have Prophet number one. I don't need a facsimile. But then I saw a Sam Keith cover and I'm like, ah.
Didn't notice that. Yeah, it was the same. I just passed by it because I'm like, I already have the original cut. I don't need a facsimile.
Yeah, I said the same thing. I don't need it.
Oh, that looks like a Max cover.
Yeah.
Is that an homage? I think it is.
And that's why I like that looks awesome to me. Like I could they give you cover E, like the picture in a little corner, and I wanted it, so I'll be getting the facsimile
That's
cover E. And
cool.
it's hard because they're all good covers. Like B is Cthulhu, C is Rob Liefeld, D is Frank Miller, and then E is Sam Keith.
The old Mike would get all of the covers.
The old Mike would have just said, fuck it, I want them all. The new Mike is just gonna get the that Frank Miller one's pretty tight too. Damn it.
Which one's that? Oh, the cover D?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's like an explosion. Even cover B, oh, the Cthulhu looks fantastic. It looks like the cover A is the original cover, you know? It
Yeah, I
looks like
think it
it's just
is.
recolored.
Yeah, it might be re-inked or something. Or, I mean, it could be new, just in a redrawn.
And while I haven't been big on Cena Grace's like superhero stuff, I really do like when he's outside of the superhero realm.
Oh, his slice
So,
of life stuff, yeah.
yeah. So I'll be getting Rockstar and Soft Boy.
Me too. Let me make sure I'm getting it. Yes. God, I'm just getting all this stuff.
Yeah, and at least Radiant Black, they have this crossover event, but it's they're not soliciting Radiant Black, so that's good. So this is like taking that spot. Super massive one shot. I'm really big into this world. I even ordered a Kickstarter that's tying into this Radiant Black world, and
What does it cross over with? A new series?
this is it says it's Radiant Black, but in Inferno Girl Red, that's the Kickstarter.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'll get that as well.
And then I think everything else is normal. There's a couple collected his editions I don't know if you're jumping in on.
I'm gonna get the Echolands hardcover. Because I want that on my shelf. Collects 1 through 6. 272 pages. Oh, it's gonna be. That's like a piece of art. Like fine art. Those pages are amazing. So I'm excited to have that. And then, forgetting any of the other. You see, they're reprinting Nightmare.
Yeah, I didn't even know about this. This was from IDW. I didn't buy it originally.
I
It sure
have. I
looks.
wonder.
It's kind of surprising, though, because I love Rick Remender.
I have
But,
most of the issues. I'm missing three and four. To pick those up.
this Razor Blades looks awesome. It looks like an anthology that was.
It's a collection of the first five issues of the magazine, which I had never even heard of.
Yeah, and they have another magazine called Small Cut Special.
Yeah, Small Cut Special collects all of James
Tinian's
Tynion's, Tinian's
contributions.
contributions from the magazine. So I'm assuming the magazine is comics and story. Yeah, comics and prose, illustrations, in-depth art, interviews with horror icons
I
like
never
Scott
heard of it
Snyder.
though. Have you heard of it?
I didn't know Scott
Was it a
Snyder was a horror.
Kickstarter?
I didn't know Scott Snyder was a horror icon.
Well, he's got a couple. He's written horror for Boom, for sure. And Something's Killing the Children is considered horror. And House of Slaughter. And Nice House on the Lake.
That's not Snyder, is it?
No, Tinian, you said.
No, I said Scott Snyder.
Well, Scott Snyder did Witches.
He did do Witches. I didn't really care for
He's
Witches.
done a couple of horror books for Image.
Yeah, he has. I don't know if he's an icon, though. I'm not getting this. I've never even heard of it. Yeah, maybe it is a Kickstarter. It hasn't been in previews. I would have noticed it.
I would have liked to get it, but that's a $50 price tag, man. Oof.
Yeah, I think they're smart to release the special too for people who, because then if you've never heard of it, you can get the special, and if you dig that, then you can get the
Well,
hardcover.
I think I'm gonna get the special,
Just
just the
to check it
James
out.
Tynion. Yeah,
Yeah, I mean those should be
it's only
good
$3.99
stories. Yeah, I
horror, so
probably, let me see if that's on my list. It is.
there's a lot of trades here. The Me You Love in the Dark, Saint Mercy, Ice Cream Man, Volume 7, Curse Words Omnibus, Crowded, Volume 3,
Around
like
three.
that. Manifest Destiny and Undiscovered Country.
Oh, Undiscovered Country. I forgot about that one. I gotta see if I ordered volume two. I think I did. I'll have to get three now. I almost missed that. See, I missed it because I don't have the physical.
Yeah, I haven't cut any Image yet, so I'm just still getting everything that I usually get, which is almost everything. I just finished Noctera today, and Noctera's back next month with number 7. Getting all the Spawns, of course. Eric Larson's letting me down. Like, he's not showing up with Ant or Savage Dragon.
Yeah, did he have? I was gonna say, I don't, did he have
It's
anything?
been months, though. Like, there's been 3 months with nothing, Eric, except for trades.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I haven't even noticed.
So, like, if this Ant thing is putting a hamper on Savage Dragon, I'd rather have Savage Dragon.
No doubt.
I just.
That's gonna make it hard on him though, because if he every month he skips with Savage Dragon, he has to jump the story ahead of another month. Since it's real time.
I
So if
never noticed it's real time. Like, it. I don't think it plays that big of a thing because I don't notice it.
It only does if they're in the middle of something that needs to continue from one issue to the next, but usually they're pretty standalone.
I guess I should have checked to see if I was recording. Yeah, I'm good.
I think I'm recording.
I ran my test earlier, and I knew I was recording, so it usually works. I've never seen it not work when I do my test.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm recording. We're good. I got the 8-track. I put in a fresh 8mm this morning.
Did you get told that you weren't going to get the vinyl on that? What's the furthest place from here?
I don't think I got that email.
Some people got that email.
I assume I'm going to get that email.
Yeah.
I think I might have ordered the second printing because I assumed I was going to get the first printing.
Ah. There's a new Norse Mythology Volume 3.
I gotta make sure I have all these spawns. Didn't miss any of them. Let's see. I got King Spawn, Scorched Spawn. Is that it? Gunslinger Spawn. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I got all 4. Look, but Farland's bringing out 4 spawns.
At least he's keeping
Eric
up, though.
And Eric
seems
can't
like
bring
there's,
out anything.
Yeah, it seems like there's a spawn every week now, so it's kind of nice.
It's the winter of spawn.
Of all the image creators, Todd has always been like the most disciplined for getting books out.
Yeah, it seems like. And I'll be getting Joe Hill's Rain in single issues. Excited.
Did you hear about Dark Horse asking banks because they're going to try to sell the company?
I did not hear that.
Yeah. Well, IDW like lost almost every one of its licenses. They lost Marvel. They lost Star Wars. They lost Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, they lost the entire Hasbro line.
They lost Turtles?
Yeah.
Ooh. I didn't hear that. I gotta catch up on my comic book news. Hasbro, is that G.I. Joe too?
Yeah. That's G.I. Joe.
Transformers?
Yep.
They lost all that stuff?
I think it's Little Pony, too.
They're not going to have anything left.
I know.
Oh, that's bad. That's really bad. They're crying in their beds tonight. Well, not tonight, but it's probably still crying over it. What are they going to do?
I think they're not going to be around anymore. That's what I think.
Man, that's terrible. I mean, they do have a lot of other stuff, but I know those are, in terms of dollars, those have to be the biggest sellers.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, man, I do love the... So Spawn this month, I think I'm going to have to get both covers. Because I usually just get the Todd McFarlane cover, but damn, this cover A is so good this month.
Oh, the Violator picture with Spawn in the middle?
Yeah, it's got... Yeah.
It's like a split face.
Like clown and...
It's like Spawn is dividing the face of the clown. It's crazy. Well, the clown is in the background and Spawn is in the foreground, but it actually looks like the cape is dividing his face up. It's crazy.
It almost looks like the cape is like his face, like the paint on his face.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Interesting.
Yeah. That's a great cover. So I think I'm going to have to get both of them. Ugh. What a ripoff. Jeez, I'm not getting 2 moons, but that cover B is pretty horrific.
That looks cool. Which one, B or...
Yeah, B. Girl with the, her face is ripped off.
Yeah.
Then Dark Horse. What'd you say Dark Horse is selling?
They're looking to get some a buyer. They're working with banks to.
An investor or something?
Norse mythology, I'm sticking with.
Volume 3. I still have not read any of that. I'm bad.
I've enjoyed what I've read. I haven't started volume 2 yet, and I haven't finished volume 1, but everything I've read is good.
And they have the collection of the hardcover of Volume 2. I assume they're resoliciting Volume 1. Yeah.
There's a new Cullen ball bun. Manor Black, Fire in the Blood.
So that's continuing. Manor Black was is ongoing, right? Yeah. Or this is the next arc in.
What says from the cre well, what does it say?
I think this is the next arc in Manor Black, which is a spin-off of. What is this spin-off? I don't know if it's a spin-off. The next chapter in a family of sorcerers. Oh yeah, I remember that first issue with the girl.
I don't.
The girl meeting the old.
I might not have gotten the first
First
series.
series of it. Well, then you don't have to get the second one.
That's true. I have to
I
check into that.
swear we talked about the first issue, though, on the show.
You've been really mistaken lately, so I don't, your memory's been like really bad.
Remember conversations that we never
That,
had. Sometimes I.
it's not called Quest Probe. It's what are you smoking? You're gonna have to start taking notes for every episode.
The only
Your
thing I can't
worst.
remember is if we talked about it or if I just talked about it. Sometimes I forget that because I imagine you responding with your
Let's
side
see.
of the story.
Manor Black. Manor Black. I guess I did buy it.
Well, there you go.
Well, I bought number one. We must have talked about it.
Yes.
I gotta check. I don't know. This seems weird.
My memory is like a vault.
The cover looks great. I don't remember talking about it. Hope I searched in the wrong window. I need to go to orders. Why would I have just gotten one, though? That seems like unlike me.
Only if you forgot that you got the first issue.
No, I have the whole series. It's just that I didn't inventory them, so I gotta add them.
I don't think I'm getting any Dark Horse.
Well, that's a damn shame.
Although, if I have room for them, I will get both of the Black Hammer Library editions, because I really do want those.
Yeah.
But I just haven't picked them up yet.
Well, they're pumping out a bunch of stuff from Comixology, that's for sure. But I own Comixology, so I could read it all. There's a hardcover called The Crows.
Yeah, I saw that. Available for
And
the first time in English. I don't know those creators. Although that Peter Bergting. Name, it sounds familiar. That's rough though. I can't commit to a hardcover without knowing anything about it.
We Only Kill Each Other? That was really good. That was I did read that on Comixology already on page 105. That was good. That was a Stephanie Phillips, drawn by Peter Krause.
There's an Ether omnibus for those who haven't gotten Ether. I think I have the trades of Ether. Which one did you say? Forgotten Home?
We Only Kill Each Other.
Okay.
I read that already.
Forgotten Home you can read, because that's on Comixology.
Yeah.
Hang on, I got a knock on my door. Enter!
Please enter. There's an EC Archives Gunfighter Volume 1. Let's see, this collects a lot of the Westerns. Collects Gunfighter 5 through 9. Recolored digitally. But if you're into the EC books, that might be a good, and Westerns, that might be a good thing to pick up. It's pretty, well, I guess it's not cheap. I thought it was going to be $19.99, but it's $50.
Which one are you looking at?
The Gunfighter. I like when they do paperbacks of the EC stuff. They're like $20 rather than $50.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little much.
Nocturnals fans, you can get Volume 2.
Yep, Volume 2 hardcover.
I'm still continuing on a lot of these monthlies. And that's it for me on Dark Horse. IDW, which is falling apart. But we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin number 5. I think this is the finale. Yeah, it is the finale.
Ooh, good thing they're finishing that up.
Yeah.
Well, they got to stay around long enough to publish the hardcover collection of that I can buy.
No, they won't have it, and then you'll be burned. They won't make it in time.
I'll have to go back and get the singles.
I am going to buy this Captain Action Classic Collection. This is from DC. I don't think I own all of these, but I own a couple of them.
Written by Jim Shooter and Gil Kane. I didn't know anything about this. When was this published?
1968. I own the full run, actually. But this is a nice collected edition of that. The last issue of Dungeons and Dragons, so that'll be my last issue of that.
G.I. Joe kicks off the road to 300.
Yes, hopefully they'll get there.
The road goes to 300. Well, I guess they could always do 2 a month if they need to try and get it out.
Yeah, I don't know when it ends too. Like, I don't know if they gave them a year.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some amount of time.
Yeah, I don't know what the transition period is. There's a G.I. Joe Saturday Morning Adventures 1 through 4. I'm totally into G.I. Joe right now, so I'm gonna be getting both of those for sure.
Really? I'm surprised you're getting the Saturday Morning Adventures.
Yeah.
It's out of continuity.
It doesn't matter. I love G.I. Joe. I'm even getting the A Real American Hero, Yo Joe.
I'm getting that as well. Because that's one of their cheap
the best of the
100
best.
Pages. Yeah. So you get the best of Larry Hama, G.I. Joe. Which I don't, that's a lot of material to choose from. A lot.
They're doing that with Star Trek to show you the best of the Klingons, too, I think. Or maybe that's just an original. I don't know.
This is a one shot. Deep dive deeper
Oh,
into
yeah, this is
Star
like
Trek.
one of those one shots like we just talked about. Klingon stories. There's some collected editions of Star Wars. They still have the High Republic Adventures. They're doing a best of Jenica, so they're digging deep. They've done Shredder, they've done Casey, they've done almost every one of them. Now we got Jenica.
Now they're going to
The new stuff. It's fairly
really
new.
new, yeah, definitely new.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I'm still getting that.
A lot of Transformers and Usagi Yojimbo.
Lots.
But I'm not
Yeah.
getting any of the Transformers or Usagi
I'm just
You
getting
need to go out, Harley? Come on.
the Beast Wars trades, but I think there's only been one so far.
What is that? Oh, Beast Wars.
Transformers. Yeah. Then we got, oh, your favorite, Dynamite.
Yes.
Draculina, as the song goes.
Yeah.
Draculina.
You're gonna have to listen to that song. It's
She's my
badass.
baby. She's a new character by Christopher
I will be
Priest.
getting cover A.
Let's see. Where's cover A? Was it
Page
the
142.
movie picture? Yeah. I don't know if I'm getting this.
How
Suppose I
could you
should.
not get Draculina?
Yeah, I think I had to get Draculina number one. All right, I'll get it.
But you missed out on that Secret Six and everything, and that's spinning out of his world, so.
I did get the first issue.
Sacred Six.
Yes. I did not care for it. Then, what is
Some
this?
Valentine's Day specials.
Oh, yeah, Red Sonja Valentine's by Chuck Brown. Red Sonja has temporarily developed fire powers. Can she defeat a greedy cherub ogre and restore peace? I don't know. Vampirella Valentine's Day special.
I'm in.
Don't know if I'm gonna get the vampire or the
Vampirella.
Valentine's Valentine's ones.
Hellsonia, Panther, Vampirella, Dracula, and Holy. Oh shit, there. I knew I should have. Ah! I knew I shouldn't have gotten that from Kickstarter because they solicited it, those sons of bitches.
Which one? Oh, the Elvira?
Yeah.
Elvira Omnibus.
I bought that. That's the Claypool comics, but I got the Kickstarter, but I know I spent way more than 50 bucks because I
Yeah,
had to pay shipping and.
I no longer get Kickstarters from publishers.
Classic Years Omnibus Volume 1. Well, that's a signed edition.
Who's it signed by?
Barbarella.
Elvira? Yeah, it is. Man, 600 pages. They should have made it 661 pages. Couldn't they have made it 666 pages?
That would have been perfect. They should have thrown that in there. Evil Ernie, I'm still getting. Invincible Red Sonja.
That's cool. I didn't notice that they had some preview pages for the Elvira.
Elvira. My heart's on fire. Get
Elvira. Man,
giddy up, bum,
the
bum, bum, bow, bow.
when I first saw the cover of Barbarella, I thought it was a cosplay cover.
Oh yeah.
But it's not. It's not. It's a drawing. Can you believe it? By Carla Cohen.
Are you gonna get the Invincible Red Sonja trade paperback?
I don't know. I don't remember if I did I read that? Did we talk
I don't
about
know. I don't think we did.
need to read that. I gotta make a note.
There's a Jennifer Blood, NYX, or NYX, and Red Sonja. I'm getting all of those, but no variant covers.
What? Good
That's
job.
right.
Pick your favorites. Not a lot of Perillo covers this month.
Yeah, it's weird.
There's one on R Jennifer Blood.
I do like that cosplay on Vampiverse. Because it's got ass.
Page is the ass on?
179.
One, oh, I gotta go down.
That looks nice.
Hang on, I gotta click. I can't just flip the pages.
There's a Perillo on Sheena.
Oh, there's some buttocks. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a damn nice Perillo cover.
Yeah, Jungle Girls. I like Jungle Girls. You even got a J. Scott Campbell statue if you want to spend $300.
I do, the artist's proof edition.
I like my Dynamite. I just find it like a refreshing escape. Boom has the Killer's coming back. Did you buy that back in the day, the Killer?
I did. I have the hardcovers, I believe.
Yeah. I got the
Maybe they
Killer
were
back in
soft
Boom.
covers. Yeah. Yeah, that was. Who published that? I can't remember now.
Arcana.
Oh,
And they're
yeah.
publishing it now too, just under Boom. It's got the
Oh,
Arcana.
does it have it? I didn't
Yeah.
notice that. Oh, I didn't know. Ahead of the upcoming David Fincher Netflix film. Oh, good for them.
Yeah. A new Faithless. This is the final act of Faithless. I'll be getting that.
I'll be getting the trade when it comes out.
There's an erotic variant.
I know they can't show it due to sexually explicit material. Ugh.
Another all new Firefly.
Yeah, the Kanto guy is drawing it, I mean, writing it. What do I have from Boom? Boom! I don't think I have much.
House of Slaughter, Volume 1.
Oh, I missed one in Dynamite. I will be getting the Vampirella Purgatory trade. Because that was fantastic first issue by Ray Fox.
Yeah, that was good. Basilisk continues to be really good. We should read Regarding the Matter of Oswald's Body. If I could find a pen.
Did it come out yet? Oh yeah, they're still singing number
Yeah.
four.
It might be in your new shipment, though. I don't know.
Probably. I'll write it down. Oswald. Reed Oswald. Mr. Cantwell.
I wasn't taking any notes this episode because I don't need to.
Yeah, it's a note-free episode.
Yep.
I will be
So,
getting the memo soft cover.
yeah, that was good.
That the one about the I don't remember which one it was.
That's the two sisters, I think. It's either that or the witch.
Yeah, okay.
The
Was it
witch's.
the witch where she came back to the town because her grandmother died
Yeah,
and her
yeah, yeah,
grandmother
yeah,
was
yeah.
the
I get them
witch?
confused because there's Ma. Ma is the other one.
Yeah, Mazi. Oh, Maz. Yeah, that's the one with the two women on the
Yeah.
retreat.
I actually like that one better.
I like both Ma and Mama.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's the end of the booms.
Getting to the blaze.
The blaze.
Life
Life
Zero.
Zero, number one.
I'll be doing that one.
Me too. Are we checking it out? You know what it's about, it doesn't matter. But
Animal
the
Castle's been a hot item in the speculator market for sure. Number three's solicited this month.
Yep.
And there's a lot of like manga-esque volume books.
There are best gore from Japan. It's a fighting book. Well, they don't have a lot for me.
My next one is on AC Comics. It's Super Babes, Femme Force number 10. Did you notice in the rock and roll biographies it's Lemmy?
I did see that.
Are you a Lemmy guy, Motorhead?
I'm not. So I'm probably not going to get this one. Even though I do enjoy my rock and roll biographies.
Did you buy Digger number one from Action Lab?
Don't know.
That's one we should cover. We should read it.
I'll put it on my list, and if I didn't get it, then I won't read it. Digger. Sounds like I must have gotten it. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I'm still getting Digger, Hard Promises, and New Men.
Oh, what page is this on?
On 220
There we go. Okay. Oh,
Action
Digger.
Lab.
Yeah, I definitely got the first issue if it's a danger. I got all the Danger Zone number ones. And I will be getting. No, not that.
Gonna be getting Fist of the Dragon from Advent. It's Kung Fu. I like that. The Lion and the Eagle from Aftershock on 222. That's Garth Ennis and PJ Holden. This is going to be a good one.
Which one?
It's a prestige format miniseries. 1944, World War II.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to get the Fist of the Dragon? It's only $2.99. 221.
I don't have it on my list. I might have missed it. Where is it? 221?
221, yeah. From Advent Comics.
No. You know I do not like the Kung Fu books.
You don't know what you're talking about. Land of the Living Gods is another Aftershock I'll be getting. This one's by Isaac Mogajin, and the artist is Santos.
I don't know if I'm getting that or not.
The Lollipop Kids looks really good, but it's YA, so I'm going to sit it out. But damn, the art is so good on the sample pages. I tend to like Aftershock more than Image. I don't know why. In terms of if you throw the Spawns and Savage Dragons out,
yeah,
the superhero stuff, I like it slightly more.
I don't. The Lollipop Kids, yeah, collects the series, right? Yeah.
No, it's brand new. It's direct to...
No, it says collects the entire original series, issue 1 to 5. That's weird. But it also says original graphic novel.
Yeah, it's an original graphic.
Well, it's an original graphic novel that collects the original series, issues 1 to 5.
Oh, wow. It is a... I own it.
I don't remember being
young adult.
Yeah, I don't remember being solicited as a young adult before.
I think I'm going to read that.
I wonder if I got... I might have the first issue.
Lollipop Kids.
I wonder if I read that. Let me look at my file.
Lollipop Kids number one.
We are the Lollipop Kids.
I want to add Heathens number one too.
Lollipop. Not Pops.
To our list.
I did not read it. Which one?
Heathens number one. That's like the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but with real life characters like Jack the Ripper and Billy the Kid and.
Oh yeah, Heathens.
Yeah, Heathens.
Never heard of it.
It's Aftershock. Ahoy, I'm still getting the Edgar Allan Poe and My Bad by Mark Russell. American Mythology has got a new number one called Beyond the Farthest Star Chronicles. I'll be checking that out. It's Marv Wolfman, Denny O'Neill, and Robert Kaniger. This is probably a reprint of something.
Oh, hang on, I gotta plug in. Okay. What are you talking about?
Oh, this was from backups of DC's Tarzan series.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I saw. I was gonna ask you about this. Do you know anything about this?
I probably have some of it, but I don't have a lot of Tarzan and DC stuff. So I'll be checking this out. I mean, the names are awesome. Marv Wolfman, Denny O'Neill, Robert Kaniger, Dan Green, Howard Chaykin, Murphy Anderson. This could be awesome.
It says from 1972, the first comic book adaptation of the Edgar Rice Burroughs tale has not been seen outside those issues in 50 years. So this is the first time it's been republished, which is pretty amazing. So yeah, I'll be getting that.
And I'll be getting the Three Stooges gold key.
Oh yeah. I get all of the,
and the Laurel and Hardy gold key.
Oh yeah, I get all of those reprints.
And the classic Zorro from Dell.
Don't know if I'm getting that one. They're up to number 8? Or are
Now,
they
that's just
reprinting number
printing
8?
number 8.
Okay. Yeah, so this reprints the Dell comic number 8. I'm unsure on that one.
I love me Zorro.
I'll probably have to get it. I do like the old Zorro stories a lot. All right, fine, I'll get it. Classic Zorro. There we go. Copy, paste.
I think I'm gonna get me a Cavewoman Midnight Madness number one. From Amreel Entertainment. In Antarctic Press. Just getting the usual.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get Spectreman Heroes.
I am not either.
Because I'm not really into the giant, whatever they are, robots or something.
Yeah.
Whatever the. I'm getting. Yeah, just see. I am gonna get. So this is pretty exciting. Alias Black and White number 6. Because this is the never before published conclusion of Alias. So back in the. Whatever, 80s or 90s, they published Alias 1 through 5, but they never published 6 and 7. So this is finally them printing 6 and 7.
Did you have the original?
I do have the original.
Wow. I've been buying them f the these
Rip.
issues, but I don't
Yeah.
have the original. Love the
Well,
Jungle Comics
very exciting.
cover. It's really good, but
Oh,
that's not the
it's.
same cover. That says issue 5, so that might not be the same
Yeah.
issue.
I like the 6 cover too.
Yeah, it's
But
interesting.
I don't know if that's the variant cover of 6. It's all very confusing. I'm guessing they put the wrong number on the cover of that image.
I think that's last issue's cover.
Could be.
Got horror comics
Matters not. Yep,
and
love getting that.
exciting comics.
Man. Getting they got a lot. I'm getting all the anthology. I'm going in hard on Antarctic. Getting all that stuff. Exciting comics, now 40 pages.
Archie has a new
Oh,
one-shot
did you
special.
notice another thing to point out? Exciting Comics number 21 has part one of Ultra Shock Boom written by Pat Shand.
Oh, wow.
So that was. I think it was a Kickstarter from I don't know what company, some company that's not in previews. So
Yeah.
now they're so Antarctic picked it up. So they're printing it in as part of Exciting Comics now. So win-win for all you Pat Shand fans.
Archie, I'm going to get the Archie Love and Heartbreak special.
For sure, love me some new Archie material.
And the Archie's Valentine's Day Spectacular, featuring an all-new lead story.
Ah, I didn't notice that. Even though it says it in big, bold letters.
Yep. I'm still getting the books from ARH Studios, The Twin Mermaids and The Undying Queen.
I think I ordered Twin Mermaids number one, so have to check that out at some point.
Well, if you have it, we can read it.
I don't know if I have it. Has it come out yet?
Yeah.
I gotta verify that I actually ordered it.
Twin Mermaids. I'm putting it down.
I'm gonna look it up.
Twin
Orders.
Mermaids number
Login.
one from ARH. Ah!
Mermaids. Let's see if I actually. Nope, I did not
Studios.
order it. I lied. You
Well,
can
I'm
read
going to
it
read it,
and
and
tell
I'm going to
me.
read The Undying Queen, too.
And you can tell me how good it was, and I'm so stupid. Let me look up
Yeah.
Undying. I don't think I ordered that one.
And those two are already worth like 50, 60 bucks, so you really
Probably
fucked up on that one.
over 100 by now.
Yeah, you really fucked it up.
Oh man. What a fool I was.
I'm going to read the Atlantis comic. I forget what it's called because I need to determine if I want to order this one shot.
Got a cool looking cover. Fallen Star.
Yeah,
Set before the events of the Fallen Star graphic novel. Well, I didn't get that, so.
I did.
The graphic
So,
novel?
well, it was 3 issues. It was real expensive. I remember you said no. I did. I got all three, and they were solicited all in the first month, so you had to.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm going to
I had
read
to
it
go
just because I
for it.
need to check and see if I
Want to
want to
continue?
continue. Yeah. AWA.
Awa.
Has Primos number one. I'll be getting that for sure. And there's a Spanish edition, believe it or not.
There is. Interesting. I will be getting the English edition of that.
I'll be getting the Spanish one.
That'll be probably be the one that goes up to $50 on the day
That's
of
right.
release. You fool.
Always do the opposite of Bill, and I'll become a rich man.
I'll send you my stock picks tonight.
Oh hell, you got a lot of trade paperbacks in this world to start
I
thinking about.
know.
Fight Girls,
Just
you're
not to
probably
think
gonna
about.
get.
I'm getting Fight Girls.
Not All Robots, that
Getting
was
Not All
awesome.
Robots. The one good thing is the first issues, they do the cheap first issues like Image does, or the first trades. So they're only $10 a pop.
Yeah.
Gimme 'em. I'm not sure about Marjorie Finnegan. I have to check my notes.
I haven't read it yet. We should throw in a AWA book into our list. We could either read Hotel.
Let's read Out number one.
Okay, we can do that.
I've been wanting to read that. Don't know anything about it other than it's some kind of war Nazi book or something.
Nazi vampire book.
Ah, there you go. Which could be good, could be terrible. What about Knighted number one? Does that come out?
Yeah, do you want to read that one too?
Yeah, let's do both two AWAs for the price of one.
And we have a
Price of
boatload
none.
of new Spawn books
Oh
to cover
no. Oh
too.
no. Man, I'm not writing any of this stuff down.
I'm writing it down, but I have to look up the spawns. Do you know what I mean? I don't know them offhand.
Yeah, I'll just read whatever comes in my next package.
So that takes us to Behemoth, and there's a follow-up series to Follow Me Into the Darkness, which I'll be getting, and Heavy Metal Drummer.
Yeah, I gotta decide about Follow Me Into the Darkness. Cause I probably won't get it because I'm gonna get the trade anyway. I will get Heavy Metal Drummer number one.
Yeah, I'm still all in this company with the exception of their huge collected books or whatever they are.
Yeah. And
We get to
then,
binge books. We have Startup
yes.
number one, Starting Point. I'll be getting that.
Me
68 pages,
too.
$4.99.
And
Black Box.
that woman on the cover was in that other book, Hero Union, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
Startup.
Startup was. Yep.
Oh, that's what I didn't even know that's what it's called. I forgot that was her name. Yeah,
That's
Startup.
her name. Black Box has Shino Cage and Wilder number one. I read the premise for Wilder and I'm in because it's like investigators of animal poaching and animal
Right,
rights
animal
management.
rights. Yeah.
So I'm in on that one.
Think, let me make sure I'm getting that one. Start up yet? Oh, I don't have the Wilder down here. Why didn't I put that? Who's the publisher? Black
That's
Box.
Black Box.
Or I'll add that to my list. Wilder. Oh, it's discounted for you DCBS customers.
There you go. I'm getting hungry.
Should eat dinner.
Oh, he ate like a, I think at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, but I'm actually getting hungry now.
Well, that was a while ago.
Yeah, we had taco burgers. Got from Black Mask. I'm still getting a Hecate's Wheel, and I think I'm gonna get Destiny New York Valentine's Day Special by Pat Shand.
Yes. A one shot. I will get that too.
I'm still getting Devil Tree from Blood Moon Comics. I signed up for White River Monster, and now there's an Ice Canyon Monster. I don't even know what the fuck these are, but
Yeah, I got that on my potential list.
I have no clue.
Have they published anything yet?
Not yet. I don't think I've received one book, but they did Devil's Tree come out? I don't think so.
Don't know.
Devil's Tree.
Ice can't, they got a lot of monsters.
Devil Tree.
I have a question mark on Ice Canyon Monster.
Yeah, it hasn't come out yet.
And
I read
then
the premise and it doesn't like draw me in, but
Ice Canyon Monster. Let's see ish.
being a new publisher is what makes me more interested, but
Yeah. See, Greenland Shaman releases a curse by tossing something into the water. Monster will grow. Become enraged and unstoppable. So, do shaman creates a monster. There you go. And Boundless is doing the Avatar thing and burning through back issues.
Yep.
So you can get the Ravening 1 through 4. You can get Lady Death, 4 random issues. You get Web Witch, 1 through 5. You can get these ones. I'm considering getting Jungle Fantasy, because there's Jungle Fantasy, Vixens 1 and 2, and Sultry and Ivory 1, 2, and 3. I was going to ask you, though, do you have those
They're
Jungle
very
Fantasies, don't you?
if you're into a lot of jungle women having sex, then you'll enjoy it quite a bit. They do have lots of dicks in there.
There like a plot and a story?
Not really.
Or is it just.
There are dinosaurs in that world and stuff, but it's usually about guys and girls having sex.
Okay. Maybe I'll pass on those to think about the
Broadsword has a
others.
new Tarot Witch of the Black Rose 132. Are we getting that?
Yep, I will get that.
CEX Publishing has Edgar Allan Poe's The Conqueror Worm one shot. I haven't decided on that one yet. In the Past, The Last Mountain number 2, which I did get. And they have this Warlock Vault 5, which I've been talking about, but I didn't get the first volume. But I'm really interested because that reprints some of the original stuff.
Yeah, this one. So this volume two is new stuff by written by Cullen Bunn.
Yeah. Cloverfield Press has the Sunlight hardcover, which looks really interesting, but I'm not getting.
That's some kind of art though.
That
Nice.
is
Gray
really
tone.
nice. And they have for you Terry and your Pirates fans, they have the Master Collection Volume 1.
Yeah, they're d doing. I think I read that it's like 12 volumes, so this is the first volume. But they're big, they're like 11 by 14 pages. That's giant.
Yeah.
That's too big for me. I don't have room for that. I don't have shelves that are that big. It's just too big, especially for 12 volumes. I can't do it. Plus, I don't know anything about Terry and the Pirates, other than it was a newspaper strip back in the 30s. And highly regarded.
Comics Tribe has the Happy Hill number 2. Cosmic Times has From Blood number 2, which is my Zach Bassett guy.
Yeah,
I like
that should
that.
be
It was
good.
really good. I read it.
Oh yeah, that's right. You read that one. I'm getting that one. It's singles because it's three issues.
There you go. I still haven't read 3 yet. I gotta dig that out.
Next one I have is,
Fantagraphics is next.
yeah, Fantagraphics.
Red Room Trigger Warnings number 3.
Yep.
Do you ever get the Comics Journal?
No.
Nope.
I don't think I'm getting anything other than, nope, just Red Room. That's all I got from them.
Fantago Enterprises has Eerie Publications, the complete covers, the whole bloody mess. I won't be getting that, but it looks cool.
Yeah, it is cool as a if you're into that stuff.
Another thing that's cool, but I won't be getting, is Pinball, a graphic history of the Silver Pinball hardcover.
Yeah, that's I wrote that one down as one to get from the library because I would like to read it. But I
From
do not need
Floating
it.
World Press has Hyper Thick number 3. That's the third issue of that.
I don't think I ended up getting any of those. Then what do I have next? Let me look here. Oh, just the usual.
Not for me until Heavy Metal. I got Heavy Metal Magazine and Savage Circus.
Don't have anything from Heavy Metal. They don't have very much stuff this month.
Yep.
Not a lot. Humanoid says Chronophage from Tim Seeley. Which is this a original graphic novel?
It looks like it. It's $20. It looks cool. I haven't
Sci-fi
decided
horror
on it.
romance.
It's got a Tom King Ford, James Tynion's praising it, Michael Mordecai. It looks interesting.
I'm sure it's good, especially if, I mean, if Humanoids is publishing it, it has to be pretty good. And Tim Seeley, he's hit or miss for me, but he hits a lot, so. And I do like some of his horror stuff.
From It's Alive, Strange Attractors number 11, and Tangled River number 7.
Yes.
Strange Attractors has been coming out pretty regularly. Tangled River has not, but it's
No, come
really good.
on. I want it so bad. I want to
Yeah.
read the next issue. Come on, release. Release it.
Keen Spot, you know what I'm getting there. That's Ninjas and Robots. The
Ninjas
Klaus
and
cover.
robots. Yes. Am I getting upbringing? I don't know. I'm not sure. Upbringing number one by Chris Crosby. New sci-fi series from the artist of Marry Me. Oh, this is, imagine you're raised on a spaceship in orbit above Earth. And that's the only world you know. Until one day you discover your t caretakers are not malevolent after all. Years ago, they abducted and raped your mother in order to create
They said that.
you. And you're just a small cog in their disturbing plan. So it looks like a woman gets abducted and impregnated, and then her kids are raised on the alien spaceship. So the kids find out that they're actually part human. Actually, that's kind of an interesting concept. It's about half alien kids discovering that their origins. Yeah, I might get that. Since resolicited, I wonder if I ordered it the first time around.
If it's resolicited, though, they would have canceled it.
Gonna look it up. Upbringing. Doesn't look like I ordered it the first time. Will I order it the second time? Who knows?
My next one's Mad Cave.
Yes.
I'll be getting Speed Republic number 1.
Yeah, I think I might get that too. So that's a looks like a po post-apocalyptic race.
Yep.
Just like that one TV show.
Yeah, that was cool. Death.
Probably not as gra gruesome.
Yeah. Magnetic Press has a Carbon Gray omnibus. I remember that came out from Image.
Yeah, I have a. I think I got a trade of that somewhere.
This month is going to be tough, especially because of the hardcovers.
I have some scout stuff. I wasn't sure. Well, Well, there's a Red 5, Broken Eye number one. I don't know about that one. I don't know if you had anything before that.
No. Ooh, the PS art book. I might get that Blackhawk Softie Volume 1 because I love that shit.
Yeah, I did notice that one. So collects issues 9 through 12 of Blackhawk from Military Comics.
Red 5. Yeah, I'm getting everything in there.
They have a new Fictionauts, which is people fighting fictional characters like Moby Dick and Sea Monkeys.
Yeah, I'll get that. Scout has Broken Eye number one. This is Liverpool in the early 70s. A young orphan who works unloading garbage in the docks, but his situation will get worse unexpectedly when he finds a cutaway hand floating in the river, and he will be immersed in a criminal conspiracy involving the IRA.
You didn't read about his secret.
Has a broken eye, but with which he can see the past. I guess that's a big part.
Then I think I'm going to get the By the Horns Volume 1 collection. Yeah. I think I am. I like the number one.
I'll be trying the Rad Wrath Wraith.
Rad Wraith.
A young skateboarder who falls victim to a prank gone wrong and dies at the bottom of a half pipe. What his killers don't know is that the half pipe was built on cursed land, and now that curse is coming for them. This February, it's time to skate or die! Yeah, I like that.
That's a kid cool. Coming back to life. I like the art on the cover. It's pretty badass.
Yeah, really good cover. Playthings number one.
Yeah, that's John Clark.
Yeah, I'll be getting that.
Love me some John Clark. What was the last thing? Black Friday? Is that what it was called? Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting that. I don't get like the Shepherd stuff.
I am, because it's Black Caravan, the horror line.
I do like Black Caravan.
That White Ash cover, too, looks great. That's a beautiful cover.
Yeah, some nice legs.
Yep. Second Sight Publishing. Just a bunch of continuing series there.
Yeah.
Except it looks like they got Creepy Crawly, number one, which doesn't look like something I'd want. It's a kid's book.
I don't think it's a kid's book.
It says, "Hey kids, step inside Creepy Crawly Sideshow." It says, "Hey kids."
It does say, "Hey kids." Maybe it is. I didn't think it was. What does it say on the cover? I can't read it. Second Sight, and that says something, but it's illegible.
There's a Monsters in Midways. A down-on-his-luck heavy metal guitarist hasn't gotten very far with his songs about elves and wizards and dark magic. Let's see how he does with the real thing. Dave, a heavy metal guitarist, finds he is actually a latent barbarian. In issue one, his partner is a wizard with less charming people skills. That sounds like you, Bill. Explains the fate of the world.
I'm a charming wizard.
with no people skills.
That's true. That's true. My life story.
I think I'm going to try that one.
Let's see. Mixes magic, nuclear energy, heavy metal, and elves.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try that one.
So it's a heavy metal dude from 1976 crossing over with some fantasy world.
The other one I'm going to do is the Walk One Shot because it's from that guy that gave us Fish Eye. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, I like that it's a one shot. Tale of Revenge and Ultraviolence. That's the description.
Source Point has a new horror sci-fi in his own image, which I'll probably check out.
I think, am I getting that? Yeah, I will get that.
And then Cover of Darkness, I'll be getting, that's a gorilla fights a freaking werewolf. A mummified Egyptian pharaoh seeks revenge on his generals, and a mother desperately searches for her family. That has my name written all over it.
A gorilla fighting a werewolf.
The Salty Seduction of the Salatius Seas. I don't even know what that word is.
I think salacious.
Salacious?
I think so. Salty Seductions of the Salacious Seas. Steampunk Supernatural. I don't know. Troubled
All
Reporter,
ages.
Henrietta...
I don't think I'm going to do that one.
It doesn't say it's all ages. Oh, it does say it's all ages.
Yeah.
I thought it was a sexy time book. It's got a dude making out with the mermaid.
Saddle stitched.
That's normal. That's a comic book.
Why would they say that?
I don't know. Victorian tale done in the true style of Penny Dreadfuls. Sure to shock and amaze. Blood-curdling graphic novel done in black and white. How's that all ages? Can't be that blood-curdling.
I'm going to try this Christmas Caroline book. That looks like a mature, messed-up horror fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's about a female elf seeking revenge on the other elves.
Yeah.
And it looks kind of like a, what's that movie called? Clockwork Orange type thing. Yeah, I think I'm gonna get that one.
There's a new John Carpenter Tales of Science Fiction Civilians. Ooh, it's Dwayne Swierczynski and Andrea Muti. I'll be getting that for sure.
Why is it got to be
three issues?
Oh, no.
I do like these Night Terrors, though, too. This is Night Terrors Sour Candy. 4 months to the day he first encountered the boy at Walmart, the last of Phil Pennington's teeth fell out. Oh, I have nightmares about that all the time.
Your teeth falling out.
My teeth falling out, yeah.
Oh, it's because we're getting old, so it's a real fear now.
Yep. A lot of nightmares lately. I should start writing Night Terrors.
Some fiction, yeah.
Titan Comics. I'm still doing the Blade Runner.
I don't think I had any Titan this month.
Cowboy Bebop already got canceled.
I heard that.
I still want to watch it.
Me too.
Ooh. Tomorrow's Publishing is featuring Sergio Aragonés.
Oh, and Retro Fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's strange, but cool. Yep. He's profiled.
Lone Ranger cartoons, G.I. Joe.
And
yeah, I might get that one. I'm in love with Sergio. I finished that Tarzan. Oh, God, that was a 5 out of 5. I loved it.
Yeah.
That was the best read this week for me.
I look forward to reading that.
I didn't realize I didn't buy Gru versus Conan.
Oh, the Conan one, yeah.
Yeah.
Should be able to get that.
Need to seek that out. They didn't have it on my comic shop.
Oh, really?
So for issue one.
Got stuck. I don't know if I got the collection. I've been very laxed in my Gru. I need to... Someone needs to start publish. Needs to publish a Gru omnibus.
According to the last issue, there's another Gru series coming, which I'll be happy to read.
Oh, good.
Harbinger number 5. Be getting that. Shadow Man number 6. And they're publishing Shadow Man by Jamie Delano and Charlie Adler trade paperback.
Yeah, it's interesting. Number 5 through 15. And I think I'm not going to get the collection because I think I have most of those issues.
I do, but I have everything, Valiant.
So you're forced. I mean, that's probably a good one to get, really. I was surprised to see this. First time collected.
Yeah.
I think those single issues are kind of hard to come by, some of them.
Towards the end, they're some of the most expensive Valiant comics you can get.
Ooh, maybe I should check the prices of the ones I don't have. Might be cheaper just to get the collection.
Oh, they're hundreds of dollars. They're ridiculous.
What?
Yeah.
All right, I gotta look to see what I need now. Shadowhawk. No, not Shadowhawk. Shadow Man.
Like, I doubt if you have the expensive one.
I don't have the last 3 issues.
Yeah, those are the ones
that
are expensive.
Oh, those are the ones that are expensive.
Yeah.
I have 5 through 12. So 13, 14.
No, number six is incredibly expensive.
I have that one. I'm going to look up the other ones. Shadow.
Well, number 4 has a flip book with Unity 2000, so you could have filed it under Unity 2000. Oh no, it leads into. What is happening with that? Let me look at that.
Acclaim. All right, here we go. Why is number 6 worth so much? Number 6 isn't worth that much. Wait, am I looking at the wrong thing?
Volume 3?
No, it's the second series, not the third series.
Oh, you're looking at the Delano. This is the Andy Lanning one. Yeah, that's expensive.
Okay. Well, that's not being collected.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one is expensive. I don't think I... Let me see what I have of that series. Nothing. None of those. I got none of those. Oh, these Abnett and Lanning?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they publishing these instead? Maybe they will. If they do a trade of these, I will get it for sure. No doubt. I'll be all over it. All right, let me go back to this. Which ones am I missing? Okay, these are only a couple bucks each. Well, 15 is not in stock, but I assume I can get it for reasonable. Okay. I won't get this one, but I'll be waiting. I'll be patiently waiting for the Abnett and Lanning collection.
Maybe it'll come out next.
Maybe.
Vault has Fox and the Hare number one.
Yes, I will get that. Yes.
This Heathen one, I think, is it new or is it the same one?
I believe it's a reprint. Yeah, featuring new covers as well as exclusive back matter.
Okay, so I don't need to get that then.
Yeah, it's the director's cut of the first issue.
I liked Heathen.
I've liked what I've read. So I'm a fan of it as well. And then, where's my list?
I think that's... That's
then
it.
I just
so
got...
Zenoscope.
Well, Vampiress.
Oh, Vampiress.
Carmilla. Vampiress,
annual.
Carmilla. I'm not getting the annual because that's just reprints.
Is it?
Yeah, it collects the best stories from the first year of Vampiress Carmilla. That's what all of the Warrant annuals are just
no, this
reprinting
says,
stories.
Recreates the iconic Warrant horror annuals popular in the 60s. The annual collects the best story. Okay, I see. I'll get it anyway. It's a Vampirella number one knockoff cover. That's...
Oh, yeah, you're right. But there is a number eight solicited, so I'll get that.
Essentia comes out from Wake. They're on number 14.
And they got a collection, volume one. I've never read any of that, so...
I'm still all in Zenoscope. They got a Bloody Mary coming out. Gretel Bloody Mary.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
A new Van Helsing annual.
I'm getting that,
and
Pat
a Jack
Chan.
And the Jill. Jack and Jill went up the hill.
I'm not getting Jack and Jill. And I got to look to see if I ordered All Guts, No Glory number one.
Because it's three issues.
Yeah, because it's three issues. Let me look. All Guts. I did. So I guess I got to order All Guts, No Glory number two. This month is too expensive. I quit comics. How do I do that? How do I quit comics?
You're retired.
Which cover do I want? Eh, just cover A is fine.
Well, that's wraps it up, unless you have anything in manga.
I do not.
So I'll send you a list of the books we're covering. But we said the Oswald number one, Digger number one, Lollipop Kids number one, Heathens number one. I'm going to do Twin Mermaids number one and Undying Queen. And then we have Out number one and Knighted number one plus Spawn.
All right, got it.
All right. Well, the next time we talk, is it like the week after Christmas, I guess, maybe?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
That'll be on the... Wait. Christmas? Yeah, the second. As long
Yeah, how.
as you've recovered from New Year's by then.
Yeah, you know how I party, man.
You do party hardy. You probably read some comics. Watch a movie.
And we could talk X-Force if you read it. Killshot, it should be in your box. It should be
Okay.
in the box that you're getting tomorrow, I would think, if you didn't get
Probably.
it today.
Yeah, I should get tomorrow. All right, I added it. All right, you've been listening to a very special edition
Of previews,
of Previews Cast.
and I don't know why my database doesn't have me having Shadow Man number 4. I don't get it.
Of which volume?
3.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I have it. I'd be shocked if I don't, but I don't know why it's not there.
Well, good luck finding
Yep.
That's not too bad. You can pick that up for 10 bucks.
Yeah. You've been listening to Geek Brunch Podcast with Bill Bomer, your host, the legend at DBM00, who wants to thank our sixth listener who joined. We're climbing, man. It took many years, but we're finally going up.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. All that hard work, Bill, it's finally paying off.
Was gonna see if I let me see if I have Unity 2000.
You don't
I
have
know.
that one. You don't have number 3.
I don't have
That's an expensive one. You don't. The only one that you ever like did right in the is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ones where you sent away for those ones.
I did do that.
Yeah.
I did do that.
Well, have a Merry Christmas. I'm at Mike
Yeah.
Myers Brunch. I forgot to say what I'm at. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch, and we're at geekbrunchpodcast.com. Click, and then Facebook, it's Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone, and we'll see you in the new year.
Yeah, 2022. Who knows what
Yes.
2022 will bring? Probably some more COVID
More COVID variants and more comics,
variants. And
hopefully.
many more, hopefully comics, and hopefully these companies will still be around to make comics.
Yeah, I've been really liking Dark Horse, so I don't know what's going on. And IDW just lost everything, so I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I gotta read up on that.
But I guess that it's okay. Somebody will pick it up.
Well, this is probably a good
The
time
show
for us
must go
to
on.
announce that Geek Brunch is also available for investors who want to step in.
If you're a bank and you want to buy us off, you can contact me or
Contact
Bill.
us, that's right.
We're for sale.
And we're sad to announce we've lost the no, we still have our or Spawn and Savage Dragon licenses.
Yeah.
And we still have our retro license, so good news
Yeah,
all
and our
around.
Fanzine Frenzy
Fanzine
license.
Frenzy license is still good for
And the
2022.
liquor and the
That's
Gesser license.
right.
Yeah.
Whew.
So, you can buy us for, I don't know, what would you say?
I'm
It's a
probably
good price.
16 million.
16 million? I was gonna say
Low.
16,000.
Somewhere between those two, probably.
Between 16,000 and 16 million, just to call us.
You're in that range,
Yeah.
we could probably talk.
We could retire early. We're gonna sell our brand.
We'll be out of here later.
We'll form another company.
That's what they do.
Yep. All right. Well, have a good Christmas, Bill. I'll
All right,
talk to you
you too.
later. Bye.
Bye.